Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 15th. The grains closed lower with July corn down a penny and three quarters, closing at 361 and a quarter. July beans down 21 and three quarter cents, closing at 905 and a half. And July wheat down 2 cents, closing at 499 and a half. Talk about volatility. The beans rallied from the opening low of 903 and three quarters to 926 and three quarters, a 26 cent range. And then by the close, we got right back down to 903 and three quarters. So 26 up, 26 down. I can't remember anything quite like that in quite some time anyway. The corn rallied 12 cents off its lows. It broke 7-8 cents, even more than that. At one point, we broke 9 cents off the highs. The wheat broke, better part of 13 off the highs. Just a tough day in here. Just huge volatility. We had the big run up, a 20 cent run up in the wheat. We had a 12 cent run up in the corn, the 26 cent run up in the beans, and then to give a lot of it back, all of it in the beans and a good chunk of it in the wheat and the corn, certainly doesn't look good. July bean oil made a new contract low and low close, $29.50. July meal was down $4.30. So, nothing positive out here. We know the president put the tariffs on. Now we're going to see what the Chinese do over the weekend or Monday morning. My guess is whenever they do it, sometime within 24 to 48 hours after they put the embargoes on or the tariffs on, I think we'll see a low in these markets. Now, considering today's actions, could it be another 25 or 30 cents lower in beans? Could it be 20 cents lower in corn? Could it be 30, 40 cents lower in wheat? It's certainly possible out here. I really didn't see anything positive with the way these markets closed here. But these markets can turn on a dime, as they did this morning. If the Chinese don't mention anything about bean tariffs, this thing will pop right back. If they do mention bean tariffs, then I want to buy it sometime 24 to 48 hours after that announcement. So the weather, we're going to be hot this weekend, but then it cools off next week. If they do take the cooling down out of it and we stay hot next week, I think these markets will take off anyway. We're incredibly oversold. Funds are out of corn. They're short beans. They're out of wheat. They may still be long a little bit of meal. We'll see what the commitment of traders report says tonight. But remember, it's as of Tuesday night, and they've done a lot of selling between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in here. So that's really about it. We'll see what the weekend brings. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.